Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. Last week, we talked about Get Hard, a movie that's caused some controversy about its racial stereotyping, so we thought it'd be a good time to look back at another movie, Selma, which is still playing in some theaters locally, which is a movie that talks about the civil rights marches of Dr. Martin Luther King.
I was so looking forward to watching Selma because I grew up in those times with the Jim Crow laws. I thought the very first scene of Oprah Winfrey playing a person who was trying to get registered to vote and the futility and the blockade at doing such a simple thing was palpable in its upset.
It seems absurd at this point in time that there hasn't been a film yet about Dr. Martin Luther King, that this is the first. David Oyelowo plays the lead role, and unfortunately, because of the fact that the rights to his speeches are tied up with other filmmakers and the family owns the copyright, the filmmakers, including Ava DuVernay, the director, had to approximate the feel of Dr. King's speeches. And while it certainly lacks the power of Dr. King's speeches, I thought they did a pretty credible job, and David Oyelowo delivered those speeches beautifully.
Well, I agree on that part, but it seemed like every scene was a speech, and Martin Luther King came off as a one-dimensional person to me, whereas in real life, Martin Luther King was so charismatic. That charisma did not come across, I didn't think.
I also think that the movie could have used some tighter editing and given it a better pace, but it certainly delivered the goods when it came to delivering its message about civil rights.
Absolutely. However, there were too many tangents and it was hard to follow, but I think it's worth seeing because of the history involved and letting people today who did not live through it know.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.